teach at Green Valley Elementary School, which is part of the Wilson School District in Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania. I teach sixth grade math and language arts. In the classroom, we talk a lot about how mistakes are not mistakes, that they are just steps in the learning process, and that we need to be making mistakes in order to truly learn. I think that helps the kids to let go of that fear that they have to be right the first time always. And I'm constantly reminding them that effort increases intelligence and that people become smarter. They're not born smart. And the ways that we get smarter are through pushing back in lessons and asking questions and challenging and asking for clarification when they need it. To increase teacher awareness, actually last summer, our principal had purchased a copy of Mindset for every teacher in our building. And we were asked to read it as a summer read. And we did that. So during professional development days, we will often have discussions based on using evidence from the book Mindset to support our discussions and to answer questions about how to help kids get smarter and how kids best learn. And also last year when we got the copy of the article that You Can Grow Your Intelligence, I shared it with the rest of the teachers in the school who also then shared it with their students. But as teachers, we're constantly reminding each other about the growth mindset. And last year we made actually, our school is Green Valley, so we made green construction paper brains, and all the teachers would wear them around the buildings, and then the kids would start to wear them. And we have posters that the kids made and teachers made talking about how effort increases intelligence and how you can get smarter through hard work and effort. It's really a daily reminder to each other that we need to keep conveying this message to the kids. After learning about growth mindset, the students definitely viewed making mistakes a lot differently. They are much more willing to share strategies and be wrong, and they're okay with being wrong and making mistakes because I'm constantly rewarding people for making mistakes because it means that they're trying different strategies. And in her book, Dr. Dweck mentions that she said to a student, if you're not making mistakes, I apologize because then the work is just too easy. You know, I have to make it harder for you and more challenging so that you can be learning. And I share that with the kids that unless you are making mistakes, you are not learning. You're just reworking what you already knew. And that's not learning. The learning is pushing yourself beyond. And I'd say, just starting a couple months into the year after hearing this day in and day out, I have so many more kids volunteering answers and volunteering to challenge someone else's thinking. And they'll often say, can I come up to the board and show you? Which is great. And they know mistakes are okay. So feel free to share. And if you make a mistake, that's great. Go get something from the prize box because we're all learning something now. Depending on the mindset of the student when you get them, it definitely takes kids a different amount of time to kind of integrate this way of thinking into their own thinking. I would say probably anywhere from 2 to 4 months into the school year is when I start seeing big changes. That's what happened last year, and I'm starting to see some massive changes now, just in the willingness of the kids to, like I said before, to challenge, to come up to the board and show strategies, to ask questions about what is happening rather than just sit there and not say anything. I have two examples from last year that really stand out. One is a boy who in the beginning of the year actually came up to me and I could see he felt really uncomfortable being in math class. And he was kind of like drawn into himself, and he would actually sit on his hands during class. And he said to me, I don't like math. I'm not good at math, and I really don't like being in math class, and I really don't want you to ever call on me. And I said, oh, okay, and we will work on that during the year. And, you know, in here, and I kind of went into the whole speech about in here, it's okay to make mistakes, and I expect people to make mistakes. That's how we're learning. And it was about 2.5 months into the year, and I saw him start raising his hand, and he was definitely more active in class and listening to other people's strategies and coming up to the board and challenging and constantly challenging, you know, saying to kids, I don't understand how you got that. Can you explain that a different way? And in the third quarter, he actually joined my math challenge club, which was held after school on a voluntary basis. And we worked with concepts that they don't deal with normally in sixth grade. These were seventh, eighth, and some ninth grade concepts. And he was there by choice, pushing and working hard. So his whole mindset about math had definitely changed. He was much more growth mindset at the end of the year. And he did come up and say, I like math. I really like it, which I thought was fabulous. Another case was actually a fifth grader. And the teacher knew that I was constantly carrying around my mindset book and talking to the kids about it, referring to it. So she said that she was really struggling with this one student in her class who was just very down on herself and said, you know, she's so slow at reading and she's so slow at writing and she can't do this and she can't do that. And the teacher felt like maybe she should just hear another person's input. And so I shared the book with her at the end of each day. She would come to me and I would share something from the book with her, and then I would ask her how she could use what I shared the next day to help herself. And then the end of the next day, she would come back and she would share with me how she had used that part of the book to help her, and I would give her another section and share it with her. And by the end of the year, she had changed her thinking. She said, you know, I am slower, but that's okay, and I'm working very hard. And what was incredible was on the PSSAs, her fourth grade score had her at basic, and her fifth grade score, she was in the advanced category. And we couldn't really attribute anything, you know, to any kind of, I mean, we did work very hard in school, but I think it takes the kids to change their mindset about themselves before any true learning can occur. And I think that's what showed with those two kids.